From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Texas Governor Rick Perry has been on the road, getting the word out about the water-related initiative on statewide ballots in the upcoming election on November 5th. Last Thursday, he spoke to supporters and media during an event at Lavon Lake. He made it clear that he considers this a big issue.
The future of Texas is really in the balance here.
Perry was at a construction site for the Lake Texoma Pipeline Extension Project. He used the setting as an example of the type of efforts that he says will be paid for if the initiative passes.
For every one of these projects that are being built, there are many more important projects across the state that are awaiting funding. So that they can get underway, each meant to deal with a very specific local water need. As we face the ongoing effects of this drought, combined with our economic and population growth, we just simply can't wait any longer.
Perry expressed his satisfaction with how the measure was designed.
About 4 months ago, these members of the legislature helped make history by passing House Bill 4. It identified a way to fund our much-needed water plans without raising a single penny in taxes. I was very proud to work with them on that, proud to sign it.
Taxes wouldn't be raised because the money's already been collected. Proposition 6 would authorize a one-time $2 billion transfer from the Economic Stabilization Fund, also known as the Rainy Day Fund, to create the State Water Implementation Fund for Texas. You might hear people referring to it by its acronym, SWIFT. Supporters say that SWIFT would leverage funding for up to $30 billion in local water projects over 5 decades, effectively fulfilling the state's portion of water plan funding. Taking the money out of the Rainy Day Fund requires a constitutional amendment. That's why it's going before voters instead of just being part of the legislature's regular business. Perry emphasized the anticipated future demand for water, something that both supporters and detractors of the measure agree is coming.
For example, in Region C, which includes Dallas-Fort Worth and the surrounding communities, the population is expected to nearly double between 2010 and 2060. Water demands are expected to increase by 86%.
Before visiting North Texas, Perry had just traveled to O.C. Fisher Reservoir in San Angelo and Lake Travis near Austin to talk about Proposition 6. Both bodies of water are experiencing exceptionally low water levels due to the ongoing drought. The measure had broad support in the legislature, but it's clear that Perry feels the need to drum up support. With no national or statewide offices on the ballot, voter turnout is expected to be low, meaning that a small but highly mobilized sector of the electorate could flip the outcome. Perry is taking no chances.
Other states are watching us as they're people that talk about water. We compete with these other states. You better believe the status of our water supplies comes up in conversations.
With Election Day about half a month away, you can be sure that both sides will be turning up the volume in the coming weeks. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.